Yes.
Hallelujah. Luke tonight, if you have your Bibles, the book of Luke, you'll see Brother Billy. Amen. He's a buddy of mine. Glory to God. I'm just glad for all of you. Luke 18, if you have your Bible. Amen. I sure hope the Lord will help me, because if he don't help me, we're all in trouble here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse number one. That's what fell on my heart here. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray, not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Verse number 8, and I tell you, that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. Amen. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the Word of the Lord. Amen. I won't preach to you real long. I know this is a youth rally, I think.
It is.
Amen. So I was trying to think of something to preach, and I found out a long time ago. Amen. I come across, you know, in my mind and in my notes, two or three messages I felt like would be a good youth night message, but this is what I felt on my heart. Amen.
Right,
praise God. The Lord help me, I'd like to preach to us for just a few moments on the power of persistent prayer. Amen.
Right.
The power of persistent prayer. Amen. I thought about Jesus, Brother Dwayne, when Jesus was upon earth. Amen. His disciples came unto him and said, Lord, teach us something. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about that, Brother John. They never asked the Lord to teach them, amen, how to walk on water. Jesus could walk on water.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
They never asked the Lord to teach them how to walk on water.
No.
Amen.
Right.
Jesus fed the multitudes and the thousands. Amen.
Right.
And they never asked him, Lord, how could we feed thousands of people? Amen.
Yes.
Jesus laid hands on the sick and they recovered.
Yes.
Amen. He done many mighty miracles, but these disciples never asked Jesus for the recipe of all these miracles. Amen. How did he do that? But they said, Lord, would you teach us how to pray? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If I could tell a young person tonight something, amen. If I could tell an older person something tonight, I believe that if we could learn how to pray, amen, we can learn how to move God on the throne. Amen. Woo! Great God. For all the things that I stated above happen, amen, because and through prayer. Amen. I tell you what, you'll never see a miracle happen without prayer. Amen. You'll never see a sinner in an altar praying, amen, if there was not prayer that prevailed to get them in that altar. Amen. God, would you teach us how to pray? Amen. Many people will pray about something for a while, amen, and when that answer does not come speedily, they get to maybe feel like God's not listening. We hear the old statement, it's felt like the ceilings were brass, but I come to tell you, I drove a couple hours, amen, to tell somebody here tonight, I believe God hears our prayers. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Oh, Brother Ronnie Baker pastored some time up there in Indiana. Amen. And he told that story how that they had that lost son. He was pretty deep in the sin. And it looked like that maybe getting worse. And that's the way it is. A lot of times it gets worse before it gets any better. Amen. And I think it took a toll on his wife. And the devil probably told her a lot of things in her mind and said, God's not listening to your prayers about that lost wayward son. God God's not hearing you when you pray. And she got to believing the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And it was bothering her one day. I think they was leaving church, driving down the road. Amen. And she was crying and she was upset. And she said, Ronnie, does God really hear me when I pray? Amen. Does God really hear me when I pray? Glory to God. Amen. And the Spirit of God hit him at that instance, and the Lord spoke up. Amen. And said, I've heard, and called out, I think it was, the number of times that she had called his name out. Amen. Within a certain amount of period, and spoke and said, every time you call that son's name, I've heard you when you prayed. Hey, I come to tell us right here on a Friday night in Whitesburg, Kentucky, that God hears your prayers. I said, God, amen, knows what's troubling you. And not only does he know, he's able to move. He's able to touch. Glory to God. Right here's a man. Hey, I hope I never have to do it, Brother Con, but he lost everything. Hey, but can you imagine looking down the roadside and saying, there's my home. Hey, man, there's everything I ever had, or at least what's left of it. But I come to tell the devil, God, it's a prayer. Amen. Churches up and down these hollers has given. Amen. FEMA. I don't know what else got involved, but I know this. There's a God in heaven that said, I know how to get an answer. Hey, I come to tell us there's power if we'll learn how to pray. There's power if we'll believe God. He'll answer in prayer.
Come on.
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I got a lot to preach here. Amen. But look at the cry of this widow woman. Amen. We don't know a whole lot about this widow woman. We don't really know a whole lot about what she was crying about. But we know she had a need. Come on. Amen. This widow woman, she was disadvantaged. She was poor. They didn't have Social Security in those days. It doesn't look like she had a child to help her either. Amen. She was a woman which was not even allowed. Amen. The judge wouldn't even listen to a woman. And she didn't have a husband to speak for her. Amen. It got to look right off the bat at the odds that was stacked up against her. Amen. Poor, wretched. And that show a picture of us sometimes. Odds are stacked up against us, and it doesn't look like we can get a prayer through. Amen. But oh, this widow woman, amen, she was disadvantaged, but thank God she was determined. Hey, and the Bible said that she continually began to come, amen, and aggravate this old judge. Hey, I believe that judge showed up to work. Amen. Nobody else was out there. This old widow woman met him when he was getting off his horse. Amen. Mr. Judge, have you heard my case? Have you heard my need? I've got a need, Judge, and you're the only person that can do anything about it. Amen. He just ignored her, and he went on in the courtroom. Come on now. He heard a case or two, and he heard a noise out there. Hey, Judge, I've got a need. Are you going to do anything about it? Maybe he left work and she was still out there. Maybe went down to the store and there was this old widow woman still out there. Judge, are you going to answer my plea? Glory to God. She was determined, amen, to get an answer. Hey, this widow woman represents us. Amen. There are times when we too are burdened down with cares and worries and troubles and lost children and sickness. Come on. And financial crisis. Come on. Amen. What's the use? That's what he told this widow woman. Brother, what's the use? You ain't got no further today than you were 2 weeks ago. What's the use? I feel like I heard the devil tell somebody in this house, what's the use in keeping on praying? praying. What's the use if you're down on your knees? I tell you what the use is. It only takes one time for the Lord to come by. God wants to see how bad you want it. God wants to see, hey, if you get down and pray, amen, a time or two, amen, and hop up and say, God ain't interested in it. You never had a burden. You wasn't burning down just where you needed to be. But if you get a burden, you'll cry day and night. If you get a burden, you'll say, oh, God, I've got a need. Hey, and you're the only one can do anything about it. I come to tell the church, there's power in persistent prayer. There's power when we call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Come on, brother.
I got saved, Brother John. I started. Brother John took a chance on me. Amen. I think I was 17. A priest right here.
All
right. When I was 17, first church I ever preached at, besides my home church in Gilbert, West Virginia. Hey, I aggravated him all the time. Well, I said, Brother John, you took a big chance on me. I appreciate that. We've been friends a long time. Glory to God. Hey, Brother John, it's a few years before that. Hey, man, I started going to church. I grew up really in a rough family. My folks didn't know anything about God, but my mom moved from D.C. My dad met her out there when the coal mines got slow. Had a lot of my family moved out around D.C. Worked setting up steel for motels and stuff. And finally the mines picked up, so they come back over around Gilbert where I grew up. Moved my mom, Cindy Slicker, from D.C. to the hills of West Virginia. And my mom didn't know anything about God. Never set foot in the church in her life. Amen. But something got to burning on her heart. Amen. Take me down. Amen. Her two kids, I got a sister and myself. Take them down to Holiness Church. Tam Cliff, Holiness Church. Glory to God. Amen. We started going at a young age. But at the age of 13, I probably started going about 9 or so. But at about 13, I remember kneeling down in the back of the church. I'm sure everybody thought I was just one of them old rough house and boys. Amen. But that particular day, amen, I felt something in my heart. And I knelt down in the back corner of the church. And I said, Lord, if you'll save me. I didn't know what I was saying. Lord, if you'll save me, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. And God did it. And so far I did it. Amen. They've been downs, they've been mountaintops, and they've been valleys. But I found he's a God today of the mountain. I found out he's a lily in the valley. I found him to be the night and the morning star. Hey, come on. I said, I found him to be a friend when I had no friend. I found him, amen, to be a faithful God.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I got saved. Mom really got to doing good. But my dad, he's still drinking, carrying on, living a rough life. Woo! Amen. Well, Dwayne, by this time, the Lord had answered a few prayers for me. But Jamie said, I believe that God could answer a prayer. And I got under burden. And I prayed, amen, morning, noon, and night. I prayed and I prayed. And I said, God, if you don't save my dad, he's going to go to hell. Hey, God, I prayed, Brother John, till I fell asleep. I remember laying on my face in my bedroom floor. I prayed and I prayed. I woke up and I prayed. Men ought always to pray. Amen. Thessalonians said, pray without ceasing. Amen. What does that mean? Somebody said you can't pray all day. Oh yeah, you can. This sickness been going around. Everybody up home been coughing. Everybody said, man, I've coughed all day long. Hey, I'm going to use that for a comparison here. You didn't cough all day long. Amen. But at every moment of the day, you felt like there was an urge to make a cough. Hey, I coughed. No, you never. But all day long,
long you felt like you might.
That's the spirit of prayer that we ought to get on us. Come on. Amen. I might have to work, but great God, amen, I might just break out in prayer. I might have to go to bed, but I might just wake up with a spirit of me always to pray. Prayer is necessary. Prayer brings revival. Prayer moves God. I come to tell us right here on a Friday night, God teach us to pray. God burden us. Give us a desire to get on our knees and pray again.
This went on for much, Brother John.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not boasting or bragging whatsoever. But my mom had that carpet put in that time period. And I wore the carpet out at my bed. I stayed there and knelt over that bed for hours only, praying that God would save my lost dad.
Yeah,
amen. Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Amen. Praying and praying until I didn't feel like it was doing any good. I come to tell somebody, God's a moving when you don't even know it. Did you hear me? I said, God, hey, don't quit. Why does he say you need persistent prayer? You got to get back on time to work. We live in a fast world. We want to flip a finger and have it done. We want to put it in a microwave and have it in seconds. But you got to learn how to be persistent in prayer. Keep on praying when you don't see nothing happening. Keep on praying when it looks like that sinner's getting worse. Keep on praying when it looks like that sickness, amen, is far worse than it's him. Keep on praying. I believe God is working in the background.
Yes.
One Sunday, we was in church. Woo! Us boys lined up along the wall. In a small church about like this, we probably had about 40 folks or so. Bunch of my cousins. It didn't take much to get us moving. They sing a song for 2 men, we was up running, shouting, having a big time. Woo! And church hadn't been started long. A song or two into the service, I stand up over in the front of the church with my hands raised, praising the Lord. Somebody gals me in the side and said, look over there, Jason. Opened my eyes, and the first thing I saw was my old crippled dad. It took him getting hurt in the mines. Amen. It took a drastic measure. But there was my dad praying in that altar. Glory to God. Somebody asked him after service, anyone got a hold of you? He come straight in the doors, didn't sit down on a pew, didn't listen to a song, never heard a sermon. What got a hold of you? He said, oh, for weeks and for months, I've heard that boy of mine in there crying. But something got a hold on me. And I come to tell us, don't stop praying. Don't give up. Keep on praying. God is listening. I give up. I come to tell you tonight, church, God hears you. The devil said, give up. The devil said, stop praying. But God said, I heard every prayer.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the hand and praise the Lord. Every prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Great. Thank you, Lord.
This man did not care anything about God or man.
Yeah.
All he cared about was himself and his own life. To put it simply, this judge was a wicked man.
Amen.
Amen. The courtroom in those days was not a fine building, but it was rather a mobile tent. Amen. That was moved around from place to place. And the circuit judge, if you would, amen, was there was not a law, amen.
down like we have today, but it was the judge that set the agenda. And he sat by, amen, and took bribes and heard the cases of the people that had money. Amen. Should I say or could I say that it was a corrupt system? Amen. And this widow woman had no chance to have her case heard because she didn't have any money. Amen. This old judge's heart was calloused. Amen. He was cold and calloused. He had a deaf ear to the plea of this widow woman. Amen. But he looked at her.
Great God, about to feel that shout.
Amen. And he said, but this woman, with her continual coming, she troubled me. This word meant to reach forth, to beat, to cause trouble. She weary me, he said. Amen. Wish me to give a black eye. Amen. To bite. Great God. She was giving this judge a black eye in the community. Everywhere he went, she was giving her plea, and he was ignoring it. Great God in heaven. So this judge said, amen, I don't fear God, nor do I regard man. But because, amen, of your continual wearing and troubling me, I'm going to grant your request. Hey, and Jesus went on to say, how much more will our heavenly Father hear us? I'm a blood-bought child of the King, and God desires to answer my prayer. And I come to tell us, God wants to answer your prayer tonight.
Yes.
Wonderful. I'm going to read this to you.
God bless you.
There was a little excerpt from the diary, John Wesley.
Yeah.
We may not get the answer when we want it.
Oh,
yeah. We must keep on believing God will, and God's able to answer my prayer.
Hello,
John Wesley, a great Methodist preacher of years gone by, wrote in his diary, Sunday, May the 5th, I preached at St. Anne's Chapel, and I was asked not to come back. So that same night, May the 5th, Sunday night, I preached at St. John's. Deacons said, get out, and don't ever come back. May the 12th, next Sunday, that morning, he preached at St. Jude's. He said, I can't go back there either. That evening, May 19th evening, preached, amen, at another church. Guess what? Deacons called a special meeting and said, please never come back. Amen. May 26th, 2 weeks later, preached on the street, and I was kicked off the street. Amen. Later, great God, that evening, I preached out at the edge of town, and I was kicked off the highway and said, don't even come back in town. Glory to God. Hey! Amen. But later that night, amen, before sunset, I went out in the field and I said, God, you called me to preach. They don't want me preaching in their churches. They don't want me preaching in their streets. They don't even want me preaching on the highway. So I'm going to preach in the field to the cows. And Wesley began to preach. Hey! And before the sun went down, 10,000 souls came out of them cities and filled the fields. And Wesley had revival. And the great man of God was born. Cause he kept on praying. Cause he kept on believing God. I come to tell somebody, don't give up. Be persistent. And God will hear your prayer.
Woo! Wow. Raise your hand in this house. Let's believe God right here.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need never fear that God don't hear us, for Isaiah said he hears us every time.
Right.
Jeremiah said,
yes.
Amen. Great God, that he hears. I know Brother John don't like to read. Jamie, you got your Bible? Yeah. I really need this one. 1 John 5 and 14 and 15. Woo! Amen. It tells us, amen, that God hears us when we pray. Aren't you glad that I don't pray one prayer that goes on deaf ears? I don't pray one prayer that returns back void. Come on! Hey, amen. I know the devil says it won't work. I know the devil said your prayer ain't getting nowhere. But don't listen to the devil. Has he ever told the truth? Has he ever told the truth? Great God, he's a liar from the very beginning. I come to tell us, I feel faith building up. I feel faith rising in this house. Thank God he hears me. Thank God he knows when I pray.
Yes, but then what it says, start there at verse 14.
And this is the confidence, that we have in him.
Yes, sir.
That if we ask anything.
Wait there. If I ask anything.
What it said. Come on.
According to his will.
Now, there's another sermon I don't have time to preach right here. But you got to pray and ask things in the will of God. James said you have not because you ask not. Amen. And sometimes when you ask amiss. Come on, what does that mean? I'm praying for things that's not in the will of God for me to ever have to start with. Amen. What's that mean, Brother Jason? Well, when that old sinner boy comes along. Amen. Ain't no use in me praying about him. It ain't the will of God. Come on now. Amen. I preach there are young people back home a little tighter than that. He don't even have to be a sinner. He might say he's a Christian. He might go down to the Baptist church. He might go down to the Presbyterian. I don't care where he goes. He don't believe like you. It'll be a continual strife for the rest of your life. It's not the will of God. You don't even have to pray about it.
Amen.
Some things we pray amiss. We know it's not the will of God before we ever pray. Lord, won't you give me that good job making a lot more money? But the problem is, I'm going to be 2 hours away from a good church. That ain't the will of God.
Right.
And I grabbed it down a little tighter than that. Lord, give me a good job. But I can't be there on Sundays. I'm going to make more money than ever made my life. But I can't be faithful to the house of God anymore. Amen. You're praying amiss. It's not the will of God. Amen. For you to stay out of this house, God can bless you right in the house of God. God can bless them.
Amen.
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 Are you still on board?
Yes,
sir. All right, Brother Jamie. Start being still.
He hears us.
If we ask anything in his will,
he hears us.
Did you hear that? He hears us.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Is this a Pentecostal church?
Yeah.
Woo! I thought we'd be shouting by now. I thought we'd be on our feet, but Jacob, if I ask anything in the will of God, he has me. Do I got an amen? Do I got a saint shout? A shout saint that raise a hand and say, he hears me when I pray. He hears me when I cry. I've got a God that hears my prayer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right,
is
that all 14?
That's it.
All right, now let's get 15.
Yes,
and
sir. If we know that he hears us.
Winter, if we know. Now, we already established that we know he hears us.
Yeah.
Now, if we know that he hears us.
Come on.
Whatsoever we ask.
I can ask him for a new home. He can provide.
He can provide.
Woo! Woo! Glory to God. I tell you what I did, Brother John. I asked him for a new church, and he provided. Oh, glory to God. Amen. When we started 12 years ago, we opened up in a storefront building. Amen. I mean, an old storefront, rough building. Amen. And I said, God, amen, I'm not boasting, and I'm not bragging. One bit. But I said, God, if you really got your hand on this, I believe you'd give us a church. I believe you can open the doors for us to have a church. We started in February of 2010, and by November of 2010, we just had a church. In that little church, Brother John, it's about this size, 30 by 80 brick building. Amen. It's paid for, clean and clear. Don't owe a dime on it. They gave it to us. I said, God, he can hear us. We pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We used to have a church down there in that storefront.
Come on.
Brother John, people say you're crazy. Tell me. Brother Queen, I was down there. Both of y'all been in my church.
Yeah.
I was down in that neighborhood. It's about 2 miles from our old storefront. I was down in there passing out flyers. We was having a revival. I think Caleb was preaching. Yeah. Caleb Howard. We was having a revival for the revival, a week or so there. I think it was a week before. I was down in that neighborhood. Passed out flyers. I walked by this big church, and the sign out front said, Good Shepherd Holiness Church. Amen. I said, what? I didn't know it was the oldest church in town. Well, come to find out, they was old time saved, sanctified, kind of like Nazarenes. Amen. And I got excited, and I thought, well, I'm going to come visit them sometime. I was walking away, and the Holy Ghost spoke from my heart and said, this is your church.
Wow. Yeah, come on.
Yes, sir. Come on. I went home, and I told Michelle, I said, and by the way, she wouldn't ever be here. We got workers in our house working. Amen. Whew. So she didn't want to leave them people in the house. But anyway, Michelle, I said, Michelle, you're going to think I'm crazy. I said, I was down there passing out flyers. I tried to explain to her what that church was. She said, I'm going around about where it is. I said, the Lord said, that's our church. She said, you are crazy. Don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sister Esther Martin, Brother Tommy, didn't remember her on there.
Oh, yeah.
Old lady, I think she's about 86 years old, but maybe she start coming. And she said, Lord, give us faith. Well, they're nice. Lord. I said, where'd you used to go to church at? Sister Martin, she said, there. Place called Good Shepherd Holy Church. I feel the quiet. So I got the favor of Sister Martin. She had my favor. And I never told the soul. And I said, Sister Martin, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to think I'm crazy. I said, but I was walking down that neighborhood one day, and the Lord said, he's going to give us that church. I said, I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't know when, but the Lord said, he's going to give us that church.
All right.
And away he starts shouting. She didn't think I was crazy.
Come
on. Brother Jason, if the Lord told you that, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to pray about it. You pray about it. A few weeks into it, she brings me a number of a guy. He said, Don Williams, he's the last living trustee of that old church. They only had about 6 or 7 people even left that old church. Don Williams was his name with a number, phone number. She said, you pray. It's on prayer line.
Yeah.
She said, you pray, and when the Lord speaks to your heart, you call him.
Yeah.
I prayed back for weeks, Brother John. One Saturday morning early, I got up. The Lord woke me up, gave me a burden. I prayed. He says, time to call that old man.
Well,
I called that old man. We had a radio station. Remember, Brother Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
We had a little radio station that's going on. Sister Martin had already told them old people about us. He didn't listen to me on the radio. I didn't know it. I called that old man. And it's hard to tell a man, you got a building with no people. We got people with no building. We need to get together on this. Yeah. But in a nice, smooth way, that's what I told him.
Yeah.
He said, I'd like to meet you, preacher. He said, but all I know is this. He said, I told all them old people, we buried them one by one. He said, and I told them I'd keep the doors open as long as I could. And I forget, he's like 82 years old. He said, I'm up in age. He said, I can't hardly get over anymore. He lived about 30 minutes away. He said, I can't hardly keep the doors open anymore. He said, I got up early this morning. He said, I feel like I can pray through on it. The Lord said, get ready. I'm sending you a man.
Wow.
Woo!
And that's all I know. We started having church for that. And we went up there a time or two. They come down our little storefront a time or two. And he said, you're the man. And he signed it over to us. Give us keys.
Wow.
Amen. Money in the bank. Wow. Signed every bit of it over to us within 2 months' time. And the Lord gave us a church. That's all.
God still has miracles. I come to tell us God still saves sinners. I come to tell us when Job, God still had revival. I come to tell us, amen, there's still power in prayer. Let's finish that out.
Well, if whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition, that we desire of Him.
We know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. What are you desiring of the Lord tonight? That's my question, and I'm done. What do you need of God tonight? I know, Brother Billy, He's got what it takes to fill my petition.
Amen, sir.
Yes, told him over church. My 6-year-old boy just turned 6 the other day. He's fascinated with dinosaurs, you know, Weston. But Jamie, I guess he's got 50 dinosaurs. That's probably an understatement. Dinosaurs everywhere. He loves them.
All
right. Sister Connie showed him last night one of the Super Bowl control on wheels. I said, no, don't show him that. But anyway, we was up there in the mall a while back, and he said he had to go to the bathroom. There's Macy's there, and I thought, you can't take him anywhere. It's got toys. It's just a struggle, it really is. So I thought, Macy's ain't got no toys. They got bathroom up right near where it was. I said, we're going to run in there, go bathroom, come out. Lo and behold, the toys is right beside the bathroom. And he said, Dad, look over there. Let's go look at them. I said, son, I ain't looking no toys. We're going to the bathroom. Let's just look at them. So we go over looking at them. Lo and behold, they got dinosaurs. And he picked up a dinosaur and he said, Dad, here's what I want. I want this dinosaur. I'm aggravated. I said, I didn't come to buy a dinosaur, but come to use the bathroom, I'm giving him. And I said, and I ain't buying no dinosaur. He pushed that lip up, gave that look like him kids can. And he said, but Dad, I don't have this one. I don't have one like this. Hey, he had a petition that I can't buy, but you can. I know I got 50 to have, but I ain't got one like this. I don't know what to do. It does something to my heart, Brother John. Hey, he asked a petition of his dad. And I said, Weston, get it. And I said, is there any more? Somebody else on that shelf, you ain't got, we'll get it too. Hey, I wonder if that's the way our God is. When we ask Him, Lord, bless me again. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. I come and tell us, He's able. What's your petition? What do you need, God, to move on tonight?
Yes.
Oh, we lead us out.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
I feel the spirit of faith in this house tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
And I feel like telling somebody, yes, God has heard your prayer.
Jesus. Holy.
I know Brother Earl was telling me the other day, the devil tells him, amen, about that oldest daughter of his way up there, Aunt Mary, lost away from God. Amen. Amen. He said, the devil tells him, Sarah may never get back with God. And when he said that, the Lord hit me, and I said, God still deals with her. Amen.
Sir.
God still talks to that daughter.
Yes, sir.
Today was her 24th birthday. Amen. I prayed for her last night. Amen. Prayed for her today. I believe God. Amen. Mom and Dad ain't up there. Amen. Family ain't up there. But there's a God. If they know how.
Yes.
Here's our prayer. What's your petition? What's your prayer? What do you need God to do today?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
So let's pray, Lord. God, I drove up here tonight. It's burden on my heart. Lord, I drove up here to tell somebody.
Yes.
There is a God that hears them.
Really?
Even now.
Yes.
Lord, you hear us.
Hear
when we pray. This widow woman had no chance getting a prayer through. This widow woman had no chance of getting her petition answered. But with her continual, persistent prayer,
yes, God,
she got it answered. And Lord, I believe tonight if we'll persist and continue in prayer, I believe you'd hear us tonight.
Thank you.
It's a little different tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
And I tell you what, somebody needs to do. You need to bring that petition to Hezekiah and brought it to the Lord. Say, Lord, here's what I have to say. He brought it before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what you need to do. You need to come bring it before the Lord.
Yes.
While they play and sing tonight, let's gather in these rooms.
Yes, God, yes.
I preach to you in my heart tonight. Let's get in here and let's have it, Father, about it. Let's bring it to the one who's able. Let's bring it to the one that can hear us when we pray. Come on, church. Come on, church.
I would lie just like that blind man.